After 9/11, Congress required Immigration and Customs Enforcement to better track international students. So in 2003, ICE implemented a database for the students.
Universities would collect information on the international students, and this web-based also produced a document that students would take to the U.S. consulates in order to get visas to come to the United States.
UW-Madison's International Student Services Director, Lori Cox, says fees will increase this fall to pay for a more efficient paperless system that even students can update with things like address changes. The new mandate also gives STEM students, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics majors, more time in the U.S.
Our international students of all majors may have 12 months of optional practical training, but as of now, students that are in those STEM majors may apply for an additional 17 months.
Cox says it will allow these students more time to complete research as well as work for companies who cannot give work visas. She says the government believes having these minds in the country longer will benefit the U.S. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.